Welcome to the Industry Debate, The Next 5 Years, recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016. I'm chairing this debate. My name is Ben Atkins, and I'm a trustee of the Oral Health Foundation and the clinical director of Revive Dental Care in Manchester. The speakers are established figures from the UK dental community and need little introduction. Eddie Coyle, clinical director of Ovoices Dental Care.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for the invitation to speak. As Ben says, my name's Eddie Coyle, and I'm not Ben. That's me now. The industry debate, the next 5 years in dentistry, so very, very quick fire, where are we headed? It's very important, I think, to point out I'm actually a dentist as well and still a practicing clinician. I think as patients now behave as consumers, it's very important that we realise they have increased expectations, they have increased awareness, and they're looking for value for money as well. Convenience of appointments. I remember the days where I could have a Thursday afternoon off, every weekend off, and the patient would come to see me. Now the patient will see me now, and I think it's important that we realise that. We've actually had a long, hard look at our patient base, both in our patients and out with that as well, and starting to look at some of the drivers for things that actually encourage people to come along. And people are now increasingly fussy and will change their appointment, their practice, based on their own experience. We've actually, again, looking at this, and we're quite proud to say we've come out quite well using Net Promoter Score. Net Promoter Score is very simply on a scale of 1 to 10. Those who score you 9 and 10 like you. Those who score you 1 to 6 don't. Those who score you 7 and 8 don't quite know, so you discount them. And you end up with a nice balance of where you're actually at. So it's a bit different to a satisfaction score. But as you can see here, we're very, very proud of where we are. But patients are taking more interest in how it's booked, how their consultation is, and what their overall experience is. A dental brand, there are many larger chains out there, and some of my colleagues I can see in the audience, and there is room for branding in dentistry now. People are looking for the assurance and the quality of names. So what do patients actually want? They want to come at a time that suits them. Increasingly, they want to come to one place for their treatment. They trust their dental teams. They don't trust someone who you might think you know. And they're looking for reassurance and quality around treatments, personal recommendation, and the standards around that as well. The OFT 2012 really jumped up and down quite a lot on the sector and said clear and transparent pricing. How much did your patient actually know they've got to pay? It's really, really important. And all about that is choice. None of us like being told what to do, and our patients are absolutely no different. Elective treatments. So patients are now choosing orthodontics, whitening, implants, treatments that they may not need, but they choose to have. And having that choice around there is leading them as consumers to differentiate between the run-of-the-mill GDP and those who are actually going to offer that extra thing as well. Technology, online booking, convenience, everyone, but everyone's on a smartphone. I'm glad to see no one's actually on their smartphone as I speak, which is always good. We're looking at apps. We've just launched our customer retention mechanism. So for those of you who are familiar with Nectar Points and Tesco's and Avios, so we're actually looking at a scheme like that now as well to try and retain our customers. And ultimately, I think we'll head to 7 days a week dentistry. So what about just now? Well, the UDAs in the last 10 years is well lamented. And that's a whole discussion topic in itself. It has its merits. It has its challenges. We've gone into the NHS prototypes with 8 sites, and I believe we're the largest single voice in that at the moment. So we've taken 6 of our pilot sites and 2 additional sites. Feedback initially, patients love it, our dentists like it as well. It's clear, it's transparent, and it's easy to know where we're going. There's other pilots on the go. We've got stuff operating in Cumbria, which has never operated with UDAs, and which we've got increasingly with an oral health assessment as well, which actually was in advance of the pilots. And then there are a number of other occupations in terms of piloting. There's some work going on in Yorkshire, bringing prevention into practice as well. And ultimately, the GDC demand that we give the patient the choice, and that's where care out with the NHS actually comes in, because it's not my choice as to whether the patient can afford private dentistry, that's the patient's choice. Our dentists. Being a dentist today is a different kettle of fish to what it was when I graduated 25 years ago, which is amazing. And realistically now the challenges that you face, but then the support that you can also get now from hygienists, dental therapists, orthodontic therapists, extended duties nurses. The patient will probably see more than one individual in a course of treatment now, and I think that's a good thing. It's reinforcement of messages, it's reinforcement of behaviours. And ultimately, we certainly think that in the next 5 years, developing our teams is going to be an absolute must-have. Regulation and governance. The UK sector is quite heavily regulated. I actually think it's a good thing. I'll be followed on by my colleague from the CQC, who we now are in reasonable conversations with, and actually trying to get the best thing for a patient, make sure that the environment is safe, it's effective, and actually the services are being properly delivered. That's absolutely key. The NHS have got much better at governance as well. Those of you familiar with the dental assurance framework and some of the stuff that go with that, they're actually much closer to where we need to be in terms of patient quality and care. Safe, effective care has to be a challenge for everyone. Digital radiographs. Some people might be sitting there saying, yeah, what? Not every practice has them. We're now proud to say every one of our practices has digital radiographs. Phone beam CT where it's necessary, where it's indicated. Make sure the patient gets the right care at the right time. It's absolutely key. Intraoral scanners. Let's improve the digital workflow for patients and from laboratories. Accuracy, quality, and being able to actually get the patient a nice product at the right time, the first time. Ultimately, we think it's a really good idea to put patients at the heart of what we do. Focus on it. Work with your teams. Be innovative. Be honest with your patients. And hopefully through all of that, actually inspire dentistry into a good place in the next 5 years. Thank you very much.
The industry debate, the next 5 years, was recorded at the Dentistry Show NEC Birmingham, April 2016, by 2020dentistry.com, and audio post-production by Mads Vid. With a special thank you to all the speakers and participants for taking part in the discussion and allowing us to share it. Thank you.